When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the B-List. Why am I even doing this? We always do a cold open. I don't even know why I started with that. What's going on?
Hi.
Everyone, hi. Steven's here. Steven Krugel. He's known as Faces by Bravo on Instagram. He's been here before. We love having him here.
And yes.
I'm reclined. What is today, Sunday?
I had no idea that it was Sunday until I'm trying to get rid of this backstreet. Sorry. I'm trying to get rid of like this background.
He has this crazy background on Zoom, guys. You go into settings.
I know. Jesus, what is going on? Sorry. I'll just say fuck it.
Fuck it. No, it's like I like the last two brain cells that I have are competing for attention right now, just to like do this. Cause I went out last night. I went to like a party.
Did you? I was a waste last night and did nothing and just watch TV all day. So
it's perfect. Honestly,
it was great. Done,
but the hangover's worth it. I went out last night.
I'm going out today drunk. After this, actually.
What are you doing?
I guess we're going down to the WeHo bars, you know, rinse and repeat.
Like a day thing. We can't like do that here. It's like 10 degrees here. So it's like, I'm not doing.
It's all of a sudden so yesterday it was gorgeous out. Friday was gorgeous. It's like 75 out of nowhere. Oh, wow. It has been cold in LA. I know this is crazy to say. Usually it's not cold, but it has been like cold in LA.
But I mean, yeah, you guys have some sunny days, but you also have like random tsunami warnings in the middle of the fucking week. Like, what was that?
That's the other thing. Matthew was like mentioning that yesterday. And I was like, what? What so are we crazy. Talking about?
I know people are always talking about like New York versus LA, but I'm like, it may snow here, but at least I don't have tsunami warnings in earthquakes.
Or fires.
Forest fires. It's crazy.
Like sometimes we can't go to work because there's like a fire apparently like 4 miles away, you know?
I went to this gay party last night, Horse Meat Disco, and you know it, you know, your face.
I've been to plenty of HMDs. my favorite being Pride 2015 or 16 in Brooklyn at Output.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's the old school place. Love that place. Was that the one where the toilets overflowed in the sewer system?
You know, I don't know well enough of that. Sometimes there's people like laying in the toilets in there, unfortunately. Yeah. But
No, there was one year where
we can't have rights. You know, this is
we can't have anything nice.
No,
it's a gay party. If anyone doesn't know, in New York, it's terrible. And the toilet system like backed up and like flooded the entire dance floor, and people just kept dancing.
Well, because some of those people are probably into it.
Yeah,
like honestly, I remember that same Pride. We had started, and this isn't aggressive. Like,
if you remember the Pride, then it's not that good.
Oh well, no. I remember the start at a 2 p.m. Eagle start is a little like that's wrong. I feel like 2 p.m. is not right. But we were there, and I remember seeing vividly, please nobody laying in the troughs or something like that. Like, if we have to have a sign for that,
that is
gay culture. Away. Oh my God.
I know. I was telling Jonathan the other week, I got so bored with my shows. This week I've had so much content that I've so much. We're going to go over so much.
I thought this week was fantastic.
Good week for content.
Even I'm going to have to say this, and I know this might be controversial for you, but I have to say OC had plenty of content from this week.
They do. And I really was hating on it the first week, but I'm still not fully, because it's not my culture. That's not like I don't care as much.
We like a little more seasoning.
Like a little more seasoning in my list. Yeah. But we're going to get there. I was going to say, no, so much culture There's so much culture, so much content. And the week before, there was like nothing. I got so fucking bored. I started watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I mean, it was dark. I watched the entire, I know, right?
I haven't even like,
who do you hate the most?
The trailer. I haven't even watched the trailer.
No.
Who do I hate the most?
It was bad when I'm watching a Netflix show because I don't, it just pay for Netflix, but I don't like use it.
Right. No, I mean, that's true. Like HBO Max has my full attention right now.
Yeah.
Or sometimes Prime can come in every once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah. Who do I hate the most on it? I feel like I have a biased answer just because he was a dick when I met him was Anthony. And he he really was, which was shocking. Just at BravoCon. And Sam was with me, Bravo historian.
What was he doing there?
Would love to know.
He doesn't strike me as a Bravo. Well, I guess he's been on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, I feel like I don't even know who, but again, Sam and I were walking in to sit down for Watch What Happens Live, the live one.
Shout out Sam.
Yeah, shout out Sam, Bravo historian. Love her. We know when Andy actually asked Kim Zolciak if she was pregnant in front of a room full of people, and she wasn't.
Okay.
But anywho, I said Anthony was sitting right in front of us, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I want to introduce myself and meet him."
Yeah,
could not have been less interested. Was so annoyed by me just like even saying hi. So
that's terrible. I hate that.
It is what it is.
I can't decide who I dislike the most. I think it's Karamo because he does the least. He's just terrible. He just wears fitteds and drives around in an F-150 and makes people cry.
It's like you get to go get your driver's license today.
Yeah. I don't.
Okay. You drove me there. That's great. Like
which gay would you be?
Ooh.
Like, would you be like the interior decorator?
I'll tell you, I'm not an interior decorator. That Neither is not. I am the Giselle of our friends, probably.
I'm the Karamo.
The culture you would bring.
Yeah,
I'm just, I could see you. You would bring the culture. I actually don't know who I don't know what I bring. I know how to style a wig every once in a while.
Yeah.
I do injectables. So I'm going to have to do
true.
JVN. So
yeah. Okay. That would be
maybe a more
reboot that show.
Yes. Here we go.
Get some real gays on there.
Get me on there. I'll start injecting all these straight men with Botox and they'll look great.
Jonathan was talking about it too. We were like, we should just reboot it with ourselves. We would be so fucking mean to these people. Like, how are you like stepping into their apartment and be like, how do you live like this? Like drag them for an hour straight. Like make
a white
cry.
Refrigerator.
Ooh, honey, no, let's get you out of here. Put your shoes on. Let's go get you a home. Iconic.
Oh my God. Someone would call out a ramen noodles wig like Claudia Jordan.
Yeah, the Benjamin Franklin ramen noodle top ramen wig.
You chose to buy that wig? You and your sketty straps.
Sketty straps. Let's find some beats and where did she say? She's like, let's find a studio in Puerto Rico.
Go find us a studio in Puerto Rico and find some beats.
I liked it. It had a nice beat.
I like the beat. With Sheree with the blunt bang.
The fucking blunt bang. Oh, I miss Sheree. Do you think she's going to be good? She's back.
I do.
If everyone doesn't know, I talk about it a lot, but Sheree's back on Atlanta. I don't know. It's still not giving like the full flavor. Atlanta has not been good in so long.
In a minute.
Yeah.
So let me give you what I'm thinking about this. So I do think she's going to deliver. I'm not saying the whole season. I have no idea what the season is going to bring. I think I'm happy that they're keeping so much under wraps because it's going to make it better, even if it's not good.
Yeah.
What I will say about Sheree is Sheree, even if she's on the wrong side of history, on the wrong team, whatever, she always delivers.
Funny.
Yeah.
She's funny.
So
she's funny no
Sheree
matter what.
Will give it to us.
Ooh, what you
I
gonna
promise
do?
That.
Ooh, what you gonna do?
Where's she been all season?
I think I always say this. I think she's the most underrated housewife.
Thank you.
Who's given so much.
Don't really. Yeah, I agree. And I always used to say, like, in my top six, you know, two of the ladies from Atlanta are in my top six housewives, being Phaedra and Portia. But I actually think Sheree needs to take one of their spots. I actually think Sheree is better than both of them.
She's pretty fucking iconic and so delusional.
Oh, it's so great. She really thinks she is like society Atlanta, whereas the others are not, but she's really not society Atlanta.
No,
and that's what we love. Experts.
Do you know Funky Dineva?
Yes, love him.
Love, obsessed. Love, love, love. He used to go and film YouTube videos in her front lawn. Remember that? He had a dildo. Or he had a vibrator as a microphone. If you guys don't know, I think I've told you guys this. Please go YouTube.
Funky Dineva.
Funky Dineva's older videos. He is, oh. But he would go Funky stand in front of her. And she sued him.
No.
They went to court because she was saying he was trespassing. And he kept going and filming the videos. I know. I think it was dismissed too. And now they're friends again. It's so weird.
Well, Funky.
But he would just go stand in front of Chateau Charest and just dog on it. He was like, ooh, girl, it's out here in front of the bus stop.
No,
and he was
standing
up there. He's like, the skeeters is eating me up. Ooh. And he would
Funky,
just drag the house.
Just yesterday, or it was 2 days ago, I was looking up you know, whenever Kim and Candy season 3 did that bus tour and they were all singing.
Oh, my God.
So Funky did a rendition of Kim singing The Ring Don't Mean a Thing, but removed all the background music. So all you hear is just her voice.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's bad with the background music.
Yeah. Yeah.
But listening.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
But wait till you take away the music. Even worse, and it's just gold. So thank you, Funky, for that.
Yeah, he's so genius.
Kind and he's of friends with Heavenly, which
Dr. Heavenly,
you know,
they're like good friends. They're Miami
Heavenly
girls.
Heavenly is my absolute favorite Bravo celebrity of all time.
Yeah,
so
she's funny.
I love it.
We never got to hear the full version of Tightrope by Kim Zolciak.
Wait, Tightrope.
That's the very first song that she did with Dallas Austin, and she kept playing it in her car. There's a tightrope between me and you. And she sounded like Big Ange. She's like smoking cigarettes in the studio, like, there's a tightrope. So
that
fucking good.
That is literally my new favorite thing. So I was rewatching a lot of season 3 the other day, and
so good.
I just am cracking up that Kim's warm-up is a glass of wine and like 7 cigarettes before she goes on stage to sing. Like,
okay, Janis Joplin.
It's incredible.
Rock out.
Meanwhile, Candy's and Don Juan are like, you know, I don't know that smoking's the best thing to do right before you go on stage.
So good. That's me.
Oh my God. It's so, and then the best is like when Nene arrives and you can tell Kim is just like feeling herself. She's like, sweetie, put on The Ring Don't Mean a Thing. I need to hit that note. And she's walking around all serious with this cup. And you can see it in her face. She's like, I can't wait to show Nene I'm that bitch.
Yeah.
And she just tries, and Nene is the
And Nene's just like not having it. She's like, oh, what is
that? Oh, Lord have mercy.
They're unparalleled. Like, no one matches their friendship.
But no. I don't know. The only ones that's touching it, Karen and Giselle. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, they come
they
back
give
it from
to
it
me.
Too. I'm going to switch gears real quick because I still haven't recovered from this fucking like minute clip that I saw this week of Madonna and Kanye and Floyd Mayweather and whoever, Julia Fox. They all looked high on something. You know, Azealia Banks was saying that Julia Fox like is like on heroin or something like that. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, she you know, Azealia's always throwing out.
She likes she likes to throw whatever's
allegedly.
Out there. Allegedly.
But she was doing it on her Instagram, and I was like, oh my God. And then I was looking at that video and I was like, oh no.
Well, I mean, I sent you that screenshot.
What?
I sent you that screenshot back too.
Yeah.
You were like something about like Kanye's like trying to rub into his ex. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, that's like if I'm having the time of my life with a person. Like, yeah.
And then really, I screenshotted like a picture inside. Of her. You can tell she knows that he's doing it just for that.
Yeah.
So just ridiculous. The way she's laying there.
First off, I don't even know what a Julia Fox is. I've been pretending all week. I have no fucking clue. People tell me that she's in Uncut Gems. She's in Uncut Gems, I guess. I don't know. I haven't exactly. No, it's like
is that on
like
Zeus?
Is that in Puerto Rico studio? Make some beats.
I know it's like beats.
Oh, it's like an Adam Sandler movie. It's like critically acclaimed. Like it was nominated for like a ton of shit. But I'm not seeing it because I don't know what's trash.
When is Married to Medicine going to be critically acclaimed? Because I'm still waiting on that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm trash and I'm dumb, so I'm not seeing it. I don't know.
I'm not seeing it.
Don't show me real movies. I'm only seeing Scream and then like whatever.
I can't wait to see Scream.
It's good.
It's that good. I keep seeing online, you might have posted this too, but someone tweeted like their new order of Scream, and Scream is number two on everybody's list.
Like, yeah, it's up there. I don't know that it would good? Be number two, but it's like, it would, for me, it would go number one, number two, and then this one, and then three, and then four.
Interesting. Four, so it's really awful. That good. I'm ready.
It hits.
Which was the one that Gale Weathers had the unfortunate bang
That's
situation?
Part three, because there was high school, college, Hollywood, and then back to Woodsboro.
So three.
Okay. So three. Yeah.
All right.
Crazy one. That'd be a really good group costume, is to be like Parker Posey and Courtney Cox from that movie, like that the fake so Gale Weathers and the real one.
Yes. Yes. I do want to wear, you know, that disgusting bang wigs at some point in my
so
life.
So insane.
It's she so said, bad.
She said that was an accident. Like the stylist, they only had like one pair of like bangs that day, and then they just cut them. And then it was like, well, this is what we have. Yeah. She was saying that. I'm like, what? They couldn't increase the budget to go buy another
wig? Seriously?
It's insane. It was pretty iconic though.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, no one will ever forget that Gale Weathers look. I mean,
no.
Truly.
Love her.
Although the other thing about Scream, I'm curious if you've seen a lot of this. This is the first time in a while where I'm seeing like, holy shit, Gen Z is below it. Like we literally have a whole generation below us that don't know some of the shit that we used to watch. Like I've seen people be like, I don't know, people are obsessed with this movie called Scream coming out. And I'm like,
sorry. That is like,
how old am I?
Because that's like,
it's not it that out, long ago, is it?
Yeah, it really was. No, it's like, I guess the last one was about 10 years ago, right? Wasn't it?
Oh, that means the first one was like,
it was 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. God. Okay. We're old bitches. Jesus.
We are. It's fine. I look young.
Oh, you do. I mean, I thought you were in Real Housewives of Miami this week.
Oh, that guy. He kind of did. I thought I was seeing him. I was like, who is that? He looks like me. At first, I was like, he's kind of hot.
I literally did a double take. I was like watching it while I was like charting some things like on break at work, and I have it pulled up and I'm just like, what, Brandon? You didn't tell me he
I would
was
be
on
one of Alexia's gays.
Yeah,
I would be.
You would, absolutely. I would. And I'm not gonna lie, you, if you look at those angles, y'all look so similar.
I'm gonna find him.
Jonathan. Oh my god, be boyfriend twins.
Boyfriend twins. I've always wanted one. Never had a boyfriend twin.
Everyone says Matthew and I are boyfriend twins, but I don't think we look that alike.
Ran into two of my exes last night.
Oh, how was that?
shared a cab ride home with one of them, but did not go home with him. Everyone, you will be pleasantly surprised. Everyone, I did not sleep with him.
You did not go home. Are you sure? You know, I would
I'm
like.
Sure,
to see
I'm absolutely sure. I would know.
Okay.
I would know. After that party, it's like so many people dispersing. There's cabs everywhere in the street. It's insanity. I don't know if you guys know. It's just like it takes over the entire street. It looks like fucking Mardi Gras. Just trying to get a cab. And he lives near me. So I was like, oh, let's just make this convenient.
Sometimes that's a convenient lay as well.
I know. I could have.
Could have. I'm too tired.
I know. I was just like, I want to sleep in my own bed. Let's not make any more mistakes this month. I'm good. 2022 is going okay right now. I don't want to like completely, you know.
We don't need to go all unhinged yet. It's only half a month.
Speaking of unhinged hookups.
Oh.
Drake this week.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, the rapper hooked up allegedly hooked up with an unnamed Instagram model a few weeks ago. And after attending a party together, the woman alleged that they went back to his hotel, smoked weed before having sex with a condom, which Drake ended up disposing of in the bathroom. But the woman apparently had ulterior motives, and specifically to impregnate herself. So she dug the used condom out of the trash can, inserted it into her vagina, and found out that it felt like burning hot lava in her pussy. I can't. She then went to allege that after hearing her screams, Drake came to the bathroom and told her that he had poured a packet of hot sauce in the condom in a bizarre attempt to kill the sperm. Now the woman is trying to sue.
Are they at MAL this weekend?
That is literally MAL. What is really right? It's like,
I mean, they must be in DC right now at MAL doing some kink play. I mean,
that is insane.
What?
Girl, that is one of those stories you keep to yourself. Like, take that to the grave. Burning pussy?
Burning pussy. She is pulling a full-on Giselle right now with a fiery hot box. Oh, my God.
Imagine.
Now, I want to know what brand of hot sauce he used.
Like, I know,
what is
right?
The brand that hot you sauce in his bag. Kill your sperm. Yeah.
The memes, they've been like, they've been photo imposing bottles of hot sauce hanging out of his pockets in random photos. I'm like, I'm screaming. This is so crazy.
I feel like,
I don't care what y'all say. I would still sleep with Drake. I don't fucking care.
Oh, I would too. I feel like he has like a Pringles can cock. Is my guess.
For sure. It's I right? can tell it's big.
I feel like it is just stupid big.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And he's been taking new photos, like posting them from the beach, and it's giving BBL. Like, it's definitely like he definitely got a BBL or something, because he used to be built like a fucking refrigerator, and now he's got a little more shape to him. It's hitting. Whatever he's doing, the BBL is hitting. He used to look like a fucking Frigidaire. It was gross. Oh. But I would still hit. I don't care.
I would too.
I'm dumb.
Drake does it for me. He does.
Yeah.
But still, are we thinking Texas Pete or Frank's Red Hot? What's his choice?
Texas Pete.
That's what I think too. Yeah. I don't think it's definitely not Frank's Red Hot.
No. Imagine. My God. Ugh.
Oh Lord. But what other mess happened this week?
Well, Mary Cosby skipped the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion.
We got a lot of thoughts going on here.
Yeah, so you sent me like a whole thing. I was like, I'm not watching this full video of like her cousin telling all the tea about like Mary having an affair with that guy Cameron, who's the guy who died from a brain aneurysm or something like that. I believe it.
Did you end up watching the full thing? Because
I did not. I mean, I got the clips. Like, I know what he said. He said that she put his hand in her vagina. It was like she was sitting on his lap and all this shit. And
allegedly said that he's fucking God now whenever he was inside her.
I can't.
Allegedly. This is all alleged. Go on Sherelle's World on YouTube.
Sherelle's World.
What is it? It's a, like unmasking the cult of Mary Cosby. And y'all, it was a lot.
It's
and so there was just so many layers. Too.
Yeah, she has
it wasn't
so
even
much
just
to hide.
Affair. Yeah. Like,
and her life is so...
It's just shocking to me. It shouldn't be shocking because obviously narcissists, that's how they operate. But it just still, like, the Jen Shaws of it all, the Mary Cosbys, why do you go on national television with all this shit that's going to come out? Like,
it's insane. It's like the best example of it is when Danielle Staub even went on Real Housewives. It's like, girl, they're going to find out. Like, you don't think that people were going to find out about your history?
Right.
But, you know, reality TV really attracts like these types of characters.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. Totally. I mean, I think the most shocking is Jen Shaw, to be honest, because you know that bitch has known that she's been investigated for years now. Like, there's no way she's
not like out of nowhere.
Blindsided. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she literally did this knowing that she was like being investigated, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. In your opinion. What do we think about Mary? I mean, Mary's obviously she's quitting the show, I guess.
Yeah.
I knew that. I could have told you this. We said this. I was like, I think this is going to be her last season.
So
you're too close to the sun.
This is what's so difficult about Mary Cosby here. Did Mary do a lot of crazy fucking shit and say a lot of very problematic shit? She's
absolutely
racist shit. Absolutely. Should she be held accountable for it? Absolutely. The one thing, and I don't even know if this is, you tell me if this is an okay thing to say, but one thing that I think sets her apart in this racist shit that she's saying is I feel like it's more out of ignorance than her actually feeling.
Absolutely.
Racist.
She literally has never met human beings before.
Right. I don't think
she's like saying this shit and she thinks it's a compliment. She's just so fucking clueless. But listen, I mean,
doesn't mean that it's right.
It's right.
There is
there's
a total difference of someone saying it and meaning it in a racist, like prejudice type way versus saying it because you thought it was a compliment and you didn't know. what she did wrong is not listen, you know.
The woman is a literal moron. We can't, like, it's like, no. Yeah, it's like, but we love because it's like great television. But like,
right,
to understand it is to understand that she is a terrible person,
a horrific human
who makes great television.
And this is my thing, is like, with her not coming back, and I swear I stand by this, I think even the people that like have always hated Mary Cosby, who say, I want her off the show prior to anything, I feel like when season three comes back without her, even those people will realize how much Mary Cosby is the reason Salt Lake City is as great as it is.
Yeah. Because it was such a flavor.
And these women, like, I love this whole cast, but these women are going to have so much more work to do now. Because think about it this way. Mary literally was such a loose cannon that nobody had to start anything. Mary would always start something.
Already started. She's literally.
So all you got to do is be on your defense and like go back and forth with her. Now people are going to have to actually start shit.
And what's crazy is that this is the first season that she even filmed as an actual housewife. Like the first season, she was supposed to be a friend. Right?
Well, she started filming full time the first season. Then that original production company demoted her because she was so difficult to work with. And she just wasn't necessarily, people didn't see the level of taste that we have for a housewife yet. So they demoted her.
Every imagination.
And then the new production company bumped her up. Again, they were like, oh, because no, they had taste. But this was the first season that I felt like we saw Mary, you know, really full time. Even though she was involved a lot in the beginning of last season, she really fell off once they demoted her. But this season, I have a hard time with this, because obviously after seeing the video too of everything, I'm like, get this one off my screen a little bit. Like, really? It's bad. But at the same time, I'm gonna miss my little problematic queen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, it's like weird. I mean, the way I watch these shows now is so different. It's like, if you had talked to me like 2 years ago, I'd be like, get these races off my screen. Now I'm like, oh, let them spiral. But like Ramona is not interesting to me. Like I'm fine with removing Ramona, because that's just like racist and annoying and not even funny. Mary's at least like intriguing to watch.
I could watch her sit and literally look at herself in the mirror for three hours. I could,
like, Leanne was like not as good towards the end when she did that racist shit. I was like, okay, I'm good with her going.
Well, and again, Leanne and Kelly pulled these really weird defensive, like the way that they did it was, instead of taking a moment to just like listen and calm down, they did it in a way where they were so defensive, you couldn't even come back from it. Like, Leanne, just say you're sorry. Who cares if you don't see it? You need to like listen to the people that are telling you that it's wrong. And just own it and say,
Kelly,
I'm sorry.
I think she said recently that she got fined by Bravo for wearing Drunk Wives Matter hat or something.
I think she said I saw on someone, I think it was Reality Blurb posted. She had said in the season, she ended up being fined a total of $16,000.
Jeez.
So they get fined, allegedly, they get fined for social media things. Like if they start coming after their coworkers and saying certain things, like social media bullying type deal. So
I wonder how
they
much
get
Candace gets fucking.
It varies though in cot. And then if they would do a podcast without permission, that is a fine. I want to say, I thought like
they've
the social media fines were like, I want to say they're like $500 fines for like the tweets, but then they can get like super expensive, like up to thousands of dollars. Like, jeez. I think $5,000 for doing like a podcast you weren't approved to do or something.
Wow.
Could be wrong, but I think that's what it was.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you watching Cheer?
That just was really loud.
I just started it last night, the second season.
Yeah, I'm on like episode 4. I need to I kind of was zoning out towards.
I finished two episodes. So Jerry's like still in it, but like clearly they've removed a lot of his stuff, because I would assume he would be much more featured had all of
that. the timeline looks like they're filming in the springtime, and I think he gets arrested in September. So it's going to be towards the end, I imagine.
Right.
Because it was like into COVID. And COVID just started happening as I'm watching it now. So I'm at that point.
So yeah, weird. I haven't gotten there yet. What are your thoughts so far?
I think it's great that they're focusing on the rival team as well this year.
Yes.
I think it's like a game changer. It like makes the show so much more layered. Still rooting for Monica's team, obviously.
Isn't it kind of weird? I was thinking about this exactly last night. I was like, I know nothing about this other team, the Trinity Valley, but they're already the enemy in my head. Isn't it crazy how the rival team, you can watch this and they have done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, Navarro better beat these bitches. Yeah. Like, fuck them.
Because it's got Morgan. It's got my girls. My girl Brooke is on there. You know, I love Brooke and she's like the sad underdog. I want her to win, but it's so sad.
She did not get that back tuck was a little sad. So
yeah,
I
her whole thing is sloppy, but I love her still. I don't care.
I do too. I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting. Yeah. I love Ladarius.
You do. You're gonna be, I think, annoyed by him towards the middle.
No.
I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't.
They haven't showed enough of him this season yet for me
They're gonna show more.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of. It's the little Darius show for a minute.
Well, see, I love him in the level that I've seen him so far. So I'm sure I'm gonna get real fucking annoyed.
It is a weird show because it's like all these people come back to be on the team, but it's like you're clearly just coming back because you want to be on season two of the show.
Right.
It's not because you're like trying to get another associate's degree or whatever. Fucking, they're
so
like
that's
a junior
what I'm
college.
Confused about. So,
is it a community college?
Remind me, Navarro. I think it's a community college. So, when they say like, okay, you're a veteran and you didn't make Matt your first year, so you're on year two. Is that year two of two? Like, are you supposed to be done after year two? Like, nobody stays on longer.
I don't think so.
Because all these people are coming back.
Gabby's like 3 years.
What are they doing? Are they getting like a third associate's degree?
I have no clue. It's just like,
what
classes are you taking?
Classes? intro to theater? Like, what's the deal? Like,
It's giving Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused, where, you know, like he's like the older guy that just hangs out with the high schoolers.
Yes.
It's giving that. Yeah.
Yes. Because, and it's weird. I feel like they could do like a separate series though, Cheer, like after leaving Navarro with those same people.
Their careers really stop, I think, after that though. I think it's like the end of their careers once they, because they're not on teams.
So you put all that time and then you're just done?
It doesn't make any sense because you don't make a ton of money doing it either. So
right?
It's like, it's just really strange, the whole thing.
You don't go into like,
I guess you could be teacher or coaching.
You know how, on the rival team, Trinity Valley, they were saying like one of the reasons why they fell backwards was they wouldn't allow you to do an all-star team or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think you can get into those after college or something?
I mean,
I just feel like that is a lot of like build up and then you just like.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. And like,
if anyone knows, like, slide
and
in my DMs. I'd be curious about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
I have a lot of things about Euphoria.
So here's the thing.
I don't really like
Euphoria. A lot of dick.
A lot of dick this season. My favorite was when she's like about to get out of the bathtub
and he comes in and flops down.
He just plops down and is about, you're really hot, but I'm still gonna take a shit.
I can't.
But the best is, I don't know if you noticed, when he's sitting there with his big old dick like hanging there in the background, there's the music of the party is saying Big Dick Mike. It's like the music of the party.
I did not hear that.
So rewind and go watch that.
Yeah. You know, I actually don't even really like Euphoria. I'm gonna watch it. I'm just like, because I feel it's like, I'll watch it. It's okay, but it's not as good of a show, I don't think, as everyone. Everyone's just obsessed with the aesthetic, like, of it.
I think are people that are very obsessed with the aesthetic. For me, I would say I love
like
the
what happened. Not that much happened this episode. Like, nothing really happened.
Episode, but I think again, this episode is probably a reintroduction for us because
it's been
2 years.
Yeah.
But I remember when I watched the first season, one of the reasons I loved it is this is the diametrical opposite of
your
high school experience. So, yeah. And I didn't even think that this could possibly be someone's high school experience. And knowing
people be going down. Oh my God.
I mean, I've been like someone who was from the Riverside area was like, oh yeah, that's literally what my high school was like. And
oh, is that supposed to be like Riverside, California? Is that a suburb? That's like a suburb kind of.
Don't ask me. I literally don't leave my bubble. I've lived in LA and I was like 2020 was going to be my year to explore LA finally.
Yeah.
And then fucking the pandemic happened and I was stuck in LA. 'Cause
you're Rio, right?
Yeah.
You're Rio.
And now I'm ready to like kind of explore outside of LA once, you know, Omarion and all the other fucking shit is done and we're back to normal.
I know like Los Feliz and that shit well.
That's where I work, over in Los Feliz.
Oh yeah. It's cute. Mm-hmm. Euphoria. I didn't really see much of Barb?
Barbie Fiera is
Is a cat. It's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't see that
I
much of her.
Yeah, yeah, she was right at the end.
And I like the guy that she's dating. So cute.
Yes, that was really cute. I'm still shook over what's her name hiding in the bathtub. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm still not over it.
I thought he was going to put her out the window because they were like showing that little window. I was like, is he not going to put her out the window? But then.
And the fact that what's her name, Maddie, literally decided not to look and see what girl that was. Thank fucking God.
It's so Maddie.
Oh,
it's so Maddie of her to be like, there's a girl in this past that. Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Who fucking cares? But I was worried at first.
Maddie looks great.
Mm-hmm.
What else on Euphoria?
What else about it?
Oh, at the beginning, the grandma just shooting the guy in the legs after getting a blowjob.
Love. Yeah.
That.
Mob Wives.
Yes.
Mob Wives is getting a reboot.
So wait, I saw this. I saw like mumblings around the internet on the interwebs about this. Did I hear that Drita is not being brought back?
She's not. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's No.
We do not reboot Mob Wives without
Big Ange and Drita. You got to have.
Come on now.
Yeah.
No.
I think
who are
it's
they
like,
bringing in?
I think it's literally just Renee, Carla.
Carla and Karen.
And Alicia. No, Karen's not even in it. And Alicia, who was in that the Philly season.
The Philly girl.
Yeah, the Philly girl. And then the other girl, the new girl towards the end who had the black hair, the younger girl.
So wait, I watched half of the Philly season. I didn't end up.
So boring.
Yeah, I couldn't get
so
into
boring.
It.
So boring. Didn't hit. So,
were both of them in Philly? There were two in Philly, right? That season?
Yeah.
So the second one, both of those Philly girls are back.
There was like a girl that was like a friend of, and then there was the main one, Alicia, whose like husband was going to jail or whatever.
Right.
Alicia's back, I believe.
Okay.
And then there's a girl later on who is from Staten Island.
Okay.
And she fought Renee in Las Vegas. Remember? No.
Well, this was that scruffy Philly season. Then I probably didn't see it. Yeah, I probably didn't see it. But Drita is not back.
I'll watch. I know it's trash if Drita's not there.
Did they say why?
She is in so much trouble with the fucking law all the time. Like she is like beating people up left and right. She has like so many issues. I think she's back with her ex. So toxic.
I mean, she's the show though. I mean, she's a mob.
She is
wife.
The show. She's terrifying.
I am absolutely would never want to say one bad word about Drita. Because my ass would get killed by
Love
her.
Love you, Drita. Yeah, she would eat me up, please.
Yes.
Renee Graziano was just arrested the other day for, like, DUI.
Did you see the after video?
She was, like, on Instagram Live behind the wheel, like, hours later after getting released.
I gotta driver, you idiots.
You guys are fucking idiots. I got a driver. It's like,
I got a driver.
You do not have your driver, please. Oh, she is so nutty. I can't. It's so bad.
They reported it was like she said when they pulled her over, she had taken an Adderall earlier in the morning.
I can't. How does an Adderall make you more like, I don't even know.
I got a driver, you idiot.
You idiots. Fuck. Well, listen, I want to go to the bonus episode and I want to talk to you about more Housewives.
Yes,
I want to talk about Miami, which is really popping off.
It's giving it to me.
Is there any tea that I was going to ask you about these? Just like, well, before we get there, I want to talk about OC, Noella.
Yes.
I am actually liking Noella. I am too. Like, I thought it was going to give too fakery. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like fuck with her. She's actually one of the only ones that I actually really like this season.
I'm really enjoying it. And
because she doesn't care.
She's not afraid. Like, yeah.
I think it's weird because they didn't really promote her very much. They didn't like, she was barely in the trailer. So it kind of made me feel like production was like, yeah, she's on the season, but we don't think she'll last another, you know what I mean? It was giving that. But now I'm like, I don't think you could have this show without her.
I feel like based off the trailer and all of that stuff, like you said,
yeah,
I feel like she was supposed to have much less of a role. I wonder if she was even supposed to have an orange. I think she was supposed to be a friend.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but then
Nicole James left.
But then the Nicole James thing happened and all that. So I don't know.
Why did that happen again?
So
it wasn't vaccination.
Allegedly,
was it?
I don't know. I don't know full tea, but I've heard a lot of the majority of people have told me that it was a mix of her being very difficult to work with as far as like having to open up about certain things. And like whenever things are topic of discussion, oh, I don't want to talk about it. I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
That kind of deal, which is Housewives. Once it gets brought up, you know, it's got to be talked about.
Yeah.
And then I know there was a vaccination situation. I don't know if she's anti-vax or if she has an allergy or something. Like, I know she could not get vaccinated.
I think she's a Trumper.
I have no idea. But
I think I saw something on social media where I was like, it's giving Trumpy. Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, that's a bummer.
Sucks.
But it's weird because I was thinking that as we are watching this, I would think like, oh, I don't really want to see more of her because clearly they're taking her out for a reason. Yeah. And they're
after this episode, I don't think she's.
But I'm actually intrigued by her. I wanted her. Yeah. I think I want her around more.
Yeah. She seems like a really awful person and like a really terrible friend and not an empath at all. Like she's like, does not have any kind of.
I really want her to come to the reunion. And the only reason I say that is because I feel like she could help if there's a lot of, there's probably a lot of stuff that we won't find out if she's not there or we'll only have Noella's word on it. And I feel like having a second person there to back Noella up, if there's truth to all of this, she needs somebody there to back her up, you know?
What, Noella, the truth about what?
Well, she was saying, did you watch What Happens Live with Noella? She was saying
I did not, but.
So her and Nicole are friends again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was saying the reason they're good friends again and stuff is I guess Heather had been in Nicole's ear the whole time saying certain things that influenced the way that she was with Noella. This is all what she was saying. And Noella was saying, I hope she has the opportunity to tell her side of the story because she's ready to sing, sing, sing. So something like that.
Wow. Well, she better show up to the fucking reunion.
Well, I'm curious if production's going to, I feel like this is my biggest like complaint is I do feel like they're giving Heather too much power. And I feel like if Heather says she doesn't want Nicole there, like I almost feel like will production grant that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's annoying. It's very obvious. They're giving her this, like, this is Heather's show this season. Even if it's actually pretty boring.
She's like getting her aura read with her fucking daughter. It's like, I don't care about this shit.
I have to say the last episode, everyone can think what they want about Emily, but she was so fucking funny last episode.
She's good. In this scenario, in this dynamic, now that everyone's like so rich and so like, you know, model-esque, having her eat a foot-long sub in a sauna with like, I was dying. I was like, this is me. She's always been like this, but now it's like, it hits.
It's different. So good.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And then
Gina
when she was,
is like, a bit better now, but it's Emily for me. Emily has wasted.
I feel like we're seeing fun Emily that she's been talking about for how many seasons.
Yeah.
Although I am enjoying Gina. I think Gina's such an easy watch. Gina's like an easy watch.
I think she's getting a little too like, I'm going to be friends with Heather. Yeah. And she's like, I'm that girl. I don't know. I have a hard time with OC in general, but you know.
I think Noella is fascinating to watch.
Yes.
I find her just her.
I don't
voice.
Even think she, but like understands that she's like lying at times or like being so, you know what I mean? I feel like she believes everything that she's even saying. And
yes,
but she looks so great all the time. Oh, the looks are stunning.
The looks are killing me. They're so good. It's just also her voice, just the way she entraps you in a way.
Yeah. You know she's what I meant mean? For reality TV.
I agree. She's doing, she's killing it. And I can kind of see the, is this the end of Shannon Bedore?
Yeah. Cause she's not bringing anything. She's just like sad. And like, it's just,
they are definitely, I don't know if this is intentional or if I think it's intentional. I mean, I'm picking up on, they're really trying to play this alcoholic narrative for her. Cause she's like getting a drink.
She's always drinking, and she drinks straight vodka.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even drink like a martini. She's drinking straight fucking vodka with a lime in it. It's like, and she's always drinking like this too.
And every time it's like they're at a lunch and no one else is drinking, but they highlight that, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's clear that they're playing this like drinking narrative up, whether it's a narrative or,
I mean,
truth.
If I was on a reality show, I'd probably be drinking all the time. Cause it's like, how else can you feel comfortable on camera? You know, I'd be drinking at noon.
That is the one thing that annoys the shit out of me is when people try to like call people out for being alcoholics because of what they see on the shows. Cause it's like,
we're drinking.
Of course.
Like, yeah.
We're filming for the damn show. Yeah. Do you want me to just like sit here in the corner and lick my bean? Like, no,
I would have to drink so much.
Exactly.
Let's head over to the bonus. Okay. You guys can subscribe to the bonus episode. Oh, and when is you have a podcast as well?
Yes, and but now we said it. Episodes drop on Thursdays, every Thursday.
Yeah. Any good guests?
So this past week we had Toya Bush Harris from Married to Medicine. the week prior,
he loves
we
Married
had...
to Medicine, guys. I'm not on the train yet. Someday. I know.
Well, so that was this week. The week prior was Tammy. From season 8 of Atlanta.
Oh,
do you remember?
God.
McCall Browning. Yeah.
Call an ambulance.
Call an ambulance. Yep. And then this week coming up is going to be Jules Weinstein from season 8 of New York.
Wait, so Tammy, was she supposed to be a housewife full time?
She sure was. Yeah.
What happened?
Miami, that whole scenario with, which happens to be, fun fact, Christy Rice from Miami's, that's her stepson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because Rice, think about his last name was Rice.
Yeah.
So yeah, to find Christy, that's Christy Rice.
I think I've heard this too before. Oh my God. That's so
So her storyline that season, like that year, her and Bob were on a radio show and they had a radio show together and Bob was going to be her son's, like her son's a rapper. And she brings that up.
She does. Yeah.
That season to get Candy to work with them or something.
Yeah.
But so Bob Whitfield was going to be his manager. Like that was like the storyline.
Oh, my
season.
God. That whole season was such a nightmare. Such a wreck.
Oh,
you love that
favorite
season, though.
Oh, my God. 8 and 9 are my favorite seasons.
Oh, my God. I thought it was so
which
bad.
Which is
Kim
funny
Field.
Because those are the, if you rewatch, girl, because that was when Sheree came back. Honestly, the two seasons without NeNe are, I feel like, are the best.
Oh, yeah. The second, the one after that with the
9. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
Yep.
With the rape rumors.
Yep.
Such a
8
good
and 9. My two favorites.
So dark. Yeah.
So dark.
But yeah, we're going to head to the bonus episode, guys. Go to patreon.com/theBlist to subscribe. And Steven, do you want to tell people where to follow your...
Yeah. Follow me at Faces by Bravo on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever. And then, but now we set it on... is available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. It is a podcast brought to you guys by The Dip. And I'm hosting it and bring on lots of Bravo celebrities and a lot of other Bravo fans where we recap a lot of old episodes because there's nothing better than an old episode of Housewives.
Yeah, it's true. I haven't rewatched any old episodes in a minute. I used to, but
it's the best. Better than any new shit, I promise.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, we'll see you guys on the B-side. Bye.
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.